Andy Benoit is on the line. Andy, how you doing today?
Hey, Bill, I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. We're trying to figure out. I got to be honest, for the first time in a long time, I'm kind of, when people say, what's going on in Green Bay? I don't specifically know. Things just don't look right. I equated this to the Supreme Court a while ago making the determination for pornography, saying, I don't know what it is, or I can't define it, but I know what it is when I see it. I don't know right now what's going on in Green Bay, but I can see dysfunctionality in a lot of different levels and a lot of mistakes being made. So give me your thoughts on what's going on in Green Bay.
Well, I think, for one, I think it's a team that is young on defense, has played two incredibly good, well-coached offenses the last couple weeks. So we have to keep that in mind. Aaron Rodgers is not completely himself, but I don't think it's to the degree, and we're talking the knee injury now, but I don't think it's to the degree that it has impacted or drastically changed the way they have to play on offense. So I don't know, but I would not hit any kind of panic button right now. I know the record's not very good, and yeah, you've got to start. You can't just have these good learning experience losses. You got to start winning these games. But I don't see a lot of red flags when I look at the Packers as a whole.
So how far away is this team from being an elite team?
I mean, it could be a matter of a couple of weeks. I mean, that's a hard one to answer because it gets into a subjective. Well, what do we define as an elite team? Every team's looking for their identity right now, and what's clear is Green Bay has the kind of identity they want to pursue. They're going to be a man-to-man blitzing oriented defense. I think they're better equipped to do that now than they have been in past years. And then offensively, my sense is Aaron Jones is becoming a bigger part of things, and that will continue. And that receiving core is going to get rounded out. And they're going to play the same style they've always played. A lot of people are criticizing Mike McCarthy right now, saying he's not doing enough to help Aaron Rodgers. But they play the style they play on offense because of Rodgers. They play what he wants to play. That's every good offense takes the shape of its quarterback. So at least there's a roadmap in place. It's a matter of going out and executing, but the teams that are in trouble are the ones that are looking for answers right now. I don't think Green Bay is looking for answers. They just need to play better within their approach.
So I on offense, now they're going to be without Geronimo Allison for some time now to come, but with the young developing wide receivers, I know Mike McCarthy alluded to it in the postgame press conference talking about communication. Could some of this or a lot of this, the exasperation of Aaron Rodgers, be on just guys not being in the right place at the right time?
Well, yeah, he's a hard quarterback to play with in that sense because there's a sandlot element to a lot of what they do. So much of their effectiveness comes out of the scramble drill stuff, and scramble drills are inherently imprecise. That's why the other team that does that a lot, and they're not doing it this year, but over the years, has been Seattle, and their receivers and their passing game, they've also been inconsistent. Inconsistent doesn't mean bad. It means bad and good, and that's what you get with Green Bay. That's why guys like Jordy Nelson, who've been there a long time, become increasingly valuable over the years because they build that. But you need a familiarity with a guy like Rodgers because he's so unconventional. So young receivers, I'm not surprised that they wouldn't have it. Of course they wouldn't have that. I am impressed with Valdez-Scantling, though. I think he did not look good in his first several starts. He didn't look like he should have been out there, to be honest. And now he absolutely does look like he should be out there. He's playing faster. And when young players play faster, it almost always comes from them being more comfortable mentally. So the issue we're talking about here, Bill, I think it will get curtailed. I think they can survive without Allison for a while, assuming that Valdez-Scantling continues to ascend.
I look around the rest of this division, and I see, obviously, the Vikings and the Bears a couple of games ahead of the Packers. But is that right now, do you believe, an apparition, or do you believe that those teams are both that much better than what Green Bay has to offer?
It's somewhere, and I don't think they're that much better. It's probably closer to the apparition, but it's somewhere in between. Remember, the Bears, they have not played the Rams or the Patriots yet, so that awaits them. The Vikings, I think, are taking the shape that we expected the Vikings to take. They're going to be a very formidable foe down the stretch. That, to me, is the state of those two teams. The Vikings, I would say, are a firmer top-of-the-division type of team than the Bears right now.
We hear so much in this area when, you know, fans want to pay attention. They say, well, the scheme of Mike McCarthy is old. It's stale. It's predictable. Is it?
Yes and no. Yes, in that they do a lot of ISO routes out of the same formations. But no, in that I think the reason they do that stuff is because it's most conducive to Aaron Rodgers' unique style of play. Those are the formations that become easier to go sandlot out of. If you become a highly schemed team, you don't leave a lot of room for those sandlot plays, and that's such a big part of Rodgers' game. So I think, you know, Bill, to be honest, and I love Aaron Rodgers. I think he's the most talented QB I've ever seen. He's as good as just about any quarterback I've ever seen. But it's almost like he's become untouchable for any kind of analysis. Like anything that doesn't say Aaron Rodgers is a god, you're somehow hating on him and being narrow-minded and critical. Aaron Rodgers has some flaws in his approach that make it difficult to scheme with him. He more than offsets those by his immense talent, his high football IQ and all that. But he is not a conventional quarterback, and Packer fans need to understand that whenever they're evaluating their team's offense.
So in looking at that, because I said the same thing, and the exact same thing you said, it's almost where it's sacrilege. It's almost like you're criticizing God at this point for waking up. And I said, look, there's some poor throws, and he's admitted to it, some footwork that is not great right now, and whether that's part of the knee problem or habitual or whatever it happens to be, you can clearly see it. Hanging onto the football, looking at guys that are wide open that can move the sticks as opposed to the big play downfield. I mean, there's some flaws here that can put this team in down and distance behind the eight ball.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've been there for years. And it's more just his style of play. It's not that he's a flawed quarterback per se. It's that he has a style that has some inherent flaws built into it. But again, he makes more plays than he gives up. So it's always been okay. And I think any team within their right minds would take Aaron Rodgers as their QB. But you have to understand, because he's Aaron Rodgers, that doesn't mean you're going to be great every single snap. In fact, it means because he's Aaron Rodgers, you're going to have some bad snaps. He's an unconventional style of QB. He's not an on-schedule, highly structured QB. He's very much a freestyle guy.
There was a lot of talk this morning, and I kind of got a little sense of this last night, that did the organization not do Mike McCarthy any favors by not really extending him properly, by giving Aaron Rodgers an extension, by hiring Brian Gutekunst and giving him a longer-term contract, but yet telling Mike McCarthy, prove it, to where maybe guys are looking at this saying, well, he may not even be here next year. Why do I have to buy in?
That's a good question. To be honest, well, that's hard for me to answer. It'd be a good question for a former player or someone who's been in an NFL locker room before. My guess is there's really only about 10 or 12 guys on every roster that can believe, hey, I'm going to be here for the next 3 or 4 years. I mean, it's a tenuous job to play professional football. Even if you're a good player, there might not be a spot for you long term. So I don't know how much players look at the coach's contract situation or any of that kind of thing. I'd be interested to hear what a few different former players or current players, if they'd speak honestly about it, what they would have to say.
Before I let you go, looking at the rest of the NFC, obviously the LA Rams are very good. The New Orleans Saints are very good. Where is that other elite team that you can say, okay, that team's definitely going to be there? Is that Minnesota, or are we looking at something else?
I think Minnesota will be in that conversation. I think Carolina is absolutely in that conversation. That's as well designed of an offense as either the Saints or the Rams or the Chiefs or Patriots in the AFC for that matter. They're doing a really good job playing to their strengths, playing to what they have in Cam Newton. And then defensively, they've got a lot of guys who have been there in that scheme together for a long time. They're tremendous at linebacker, which gives them flexibility and versatility. So I've been really impressed with Carolina this season.
Andy, great stuff. We certainly appreciate it. Always love talking to you, and we'll chat again down the road, okay?
Okay. Thanks,
appreciate it, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Andy Benoit, NFL analyst for Sports Illustrated and the MMQB, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.